Colonel Rhodes.
First, we have Mr. James R. Smith.
Okay. Mr. Smith. This is repeat offender.
No, sir. This is Oyster.
Oyster. Mr. Smith, raise your right hand. Solemn swear testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth, except God. Thank you. Proceed.
Mr. Smith was charged on Tuesday, December 23, 2008, with possession of unculled oysters while tonguing in the Rappahannock River. His license and permit were forfeited until appearance before the commission today under Regulation 4VAC 20-720-110-B. Prior to this, Mr. Smith had one conviction for taking oysters from Rack Shoals Management Area on November 7, 2005, in Newport News, Virginia. Mr. Smith was scheduled to be here last month. He was here, but he left before his case was called.
Okay. I
verified that through the signature book.
Okay.
So he was issued a notice that all licenses and permits were suspended until appearance here today.
Okay.
And he is here today.
Right. What do you want to tell us about it, Mr. Smith?
Well, back at 1 o'clock. It didn't meet, right?
Uh-huh.
So you know, we were around three people here, so leaving, right? I was like, oh, somebody did lunch. Yeah.
Lunch?
Yeah, so did that meet, so.
Okay. Yeah. What's the staff recommendation? Did it give the officer any problem?
No, sir.
All right, what's the staff recommendation?
12-month probation, starting tomorrow.
Matters before the commission.
Move to take staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland, take staff recommendation, second. Motion Tankard, further discussion. All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Your licenses and everything will be returned to you. You're on probation for 1 year. Don't get any violation for the next year.
I knew you couldn't keep big oysters. I found one thing for 3-inch old boy, right? The big
oysters. Makes perfectly good sense to me, but so, yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
I don't know who would have made such a screw rule. Thank you, Mr. Smith. I appreciate your cooperation.
Next, we have Mr. James W. Akers, Jr.
Mr. Akers.
Mr. Akers is here today.
Just a minute. Do you solemnly swear testimony you're about to give be the truth, the whole truth, and none but the truth, except for God? State your name, please. Okay, proceed, Colonel.
Mr. Akers is here today. He was charged for fishing crab pots before daily time limit under 4VAC-20-270-30, and he was summoned for setting fish crab pots without required coal rings, 4VAC-20-700-20. He was found guilty on both charges. Prior to that, I have no convictions on Mr. Akers for seafood violations.
Two separate days?
I believe so. Let me check.
He's nodding his head. Yes, it's good enough for me. What about it, Mr. Akers? What happened?
My buyer tried to get me to get the crabs earlier to him, and I tried. I mean, I was there at 4 o'clock, and time was 5 o'clock.
Your buyer going to subsidize you when you get your license revoked?
No, sir, but trying to please
that. Yeah, I can understand that. What is the staff recommendation?
12-month probation starting immediately.
That's pretty darn generous. Yeah. Matters before the commission.
Move to take staff recommendation.
Motion made by Mr. Holland. Take staff recommendations or second? Second by Mr. Lane. Further discussion? Mr. Tankard.
Person does something knowingly, I have a sort of trepidation about raising my head, a hand or eye on it, but anyway.
All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
One nay. Mr. Akers, this is a break. I mean, a significant one. Please don't come back before the commission with these type of violations, especially when you know. Okay.
So,
thank you. Anything else to come before the commission?
One quick clarification. Mr. Sanford and Mr. Gregory have asked on the motion to approve their pound nets, provided they have the modified leaders. And my understanding is that they have the modified leaders that are identical to what is required under the federal rule. The federal rule requires you have those leaders on your nets from May 6th to July 15th. Outside of that, I mean, that's when the dolphins or the turtles are there, so. Outside of that time period, I assume they could have the normal leader.
Unless I was wrong, I think the intent all along was to mirror what was the intent of the federal rules and things like that. Am I correct? I mean,
We weren't going to be more stringent.
Do you want to change your leaders halfway through the season? Do you want that ability to do it, not necessarily to
Do you mean, like, from the May 6th coin and after the 25th, that you can change your leader to just a traditional non-hedge or traditional leader, basically?
I think his answer is yes. Yeah.
Okay. Is that what you want?
Yes. Yes. I mean, not that I would do it.
You know, the only reservation I have with that, and I have no problem with it, is
I
wish Mark was still here so we know when the problem occurred.
I mean, you just, mirror everything the same leader as it's required by the feds and the same time period. Is that how y'all?
Quite honestly, I didn't think there was any intent by the commission, y'all correct me if I'm wrong, to put anything more stringent upon you than what the current federal rules are as they deal with those specific leaders. So, no, we weren't going to put any additional restrictions on you.
So, same time period, same regulations as inside today.
Correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else to come before the commission?
It is adjourned.